It's KUOW's The Record. Good to have you along. I'm Bill Radke. Tonight, you can get into most of the art museums in Seattle and the galleries around Pioneer Square for free, this being First Thursday. There is a lot to see, so Stranger art critic Jen Graves is here to help you. She wants you to go see a show at Seattle University called Robots Building Robots. The idea is based on an engineering concept that started in the 1950s called Lights Out Manufacturing.
GM decided it wanted to have machines that would create products out of raw material without any human intervention. And so basically you could shut out the lights and you could shut off the heat. It would just be a building with stuff that made stuff.
Because you didn't need people with eyes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or why was that an advantage?
The idea, well, is that you can cut down on costs and efficiency. I mean, basically machines can run 24 hours a day is the concept.
Right. You don't even need to be
labor.
No shifts.
No shifts.
Work all the time.
Work all the time. They didn't always succeed at their work.
Tell me about that.
Well, they made funny mistakes. Car painting robots ended up painting themselves sometimes. So it's like this hilarious comedy of errors.
Maybe they're just having a goof.
Yeah.
You know?
Just having a goof.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they're reflexive beings.
Ooh. Mm. So you walk into this show, Robots Building Robots, and you see what? What's
you
happening?
You do see some robots. You see a lot of works that are based on the principle that if you remove human beings from a process and you let us look at machines from the outside, we end up actually recognizing that we're very close to them.
Example, please.
So an example is there's a screen that is showing slides taken from Google Street View. And they have this like dry documentary appearance, but they are screwed up in one way or another. So like there'll be a bridge and parts of the railings will be like melted off. And when you see this slideshow of these images, you know, each one is like strange in some weird way. It can also be something as simple as like, like somebody's face is blurred out in something and why their face would need to be blurred out when everybody else's face isn't. Or like, you know, there's like, so it's creepy technology. And at the same time, it's like really, it's really vulnerable and sort of sweet and produces these like, the gallery describes it as like unforeseen results coming from, you know, fact-based or rule-based systems.
And there's book highlighting, ebook highlighting.
Oh, yeah. So there's another work where the artist printed out versions of self-help books where all the text is whited out except for the parts that were crowdsourced by readers of ebooks. So when you highlight something in Kindle, say, it captures the fact that you highlighted that almost as a vote for that sentence.
Uh-huh.
And so the sentences that got all those votes are the ones that appear in this book. So it's like this annotated, like crowdsourced annotation. And it's like a very, very fast way to zip through the book.
Boils it down to the stuff we're all really interested in.
Exactly. And it's sort of like a self-help book about how to make yourself better by reading a self-help book better. So it's like this kind of crazy, you know, like very sweet sort of, it reveals something about human beings that is like, we totally don't want to admit, you know, that we're even reading them in the first place. But then also that like, we don't even have time to read them and we're like trying to get the fastest advice we can possibly get, you know? So it is like this kind of sweet, you know, exhibition. There's definitely like a creepy side and like the sort of surveillance and sort of upsetting nature of how entwined we are. But they're also, you know, these systems are here. They're not going anywhere. There's not kind of antagonism.
Would you tell us about facial recognition software?
Oh, yeah. That piece is really powerful. So this is a piece that it's a monitor. Your face appears on the screen and facial recognition software is trying to match you from a given database of 43 individuals who all are in the database as mugshots, headshots. And the 43 people turn out to be the 43 students who went missing in Mexico in, I believe, September 2014 and have really, the story of what happened to them has really never been accountably told by the government of Mexico.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And so the technology, at first, it's sort of like, why are you trying to match me with this young boy, you know, this teenage boy? And And then you start to kind of wish that it could match you when you figure out, like, oh, this is somebody who's really gone and who people are actually still searching for, family members, you know, who couldn't possibly let go when they don't even know what happened. And you sort of sympathize with the machine's desire to just, like, okay, well, let's just keep searching, you know, and you sort of hope that it's going to work. And of course have this sense that, like, it's not going to, you know, you're not one of these boys. And it's a very, it's very effective.
So again, this is not Big Bad Machine. You're on its side.
I mean, I think it's almost that the military and the police do use systems like this, right? And people's lives are hurt by using systems like this. Like, sometimes those systems misidentify people, and sometimes they miss things, and those are, like, really heartbreaking cases too. So the technology is not a sort of innocent player. It's just that it has this additional side of really, in this work, really, like, trying to aid this emotional need to search and find answers. It's like you have the feeling that this system, this you know, facial recognition software has better intentions than the government.
Yeah, that's more interesting than the evil.
Yeah.
The evil computer coming to get you.
It's much more interesting to me, too.
So bottom line, you're now, Jen, more welcoming of our robot overlords or less welcoming of our robot overlords for seeing this show?
I think I just feel closer to the technology than I knew I was. Because when I look at these things and I realize their sort of frailties, you know, I just sort of feel like, oh, I recognize that. Like, we're two sentient beings, like, looking at each other and going, like, oh, yeah, I know what it's like to be vulnerable like that, to make errors or to, you know,
right,
go wrong.
Freeze up.
Yeah. And so I think it actually sort of relates a little bit less to the kind of, like, protest of technology or the sort of sci-fi side, but and links more to, like, the hacker side. Like, okay, if these, you know, technologies can be more familiar than I realized when I use them, like, what else can I do with them, and how else can I think about them, and how else do I already relate to them in a way that could be used for the things that I believe in: connection, telling truths, beauty, you know, love. I mean, stuff like that.
Stuff like that. That's the Strangers art critic Jen Graves on Robots Building Robots. It's a show at Seattle University's Hadrian Gallery, and tonight admission is free. We are tweeting out a link for the show at KUOW.